If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Doing great. Talk about total vibe change from coach to coach. Ime Udoka on the other sideline for the Houston Rockets as the Rockets win 106-96. We're reacting to all of it right now in the morning roast. But Steve Kerr, I could not think of two different demeanors with head coaches, Joe, than Steve Kerr and Ime Udoka. It's not even close.
Did you see
a lot of smiles from Steve, by the way? A lot of them, and I like it because the team's been playing with a lot of joy lately. But last night was not a joy to watch.
Did you see the shoes that Ime Udoka was wearing?
I think Bonte tweeted it out, right? It
says, what did he tweet out?
Here,
because I already know what I was thinking.
What were you thinking?
Well, I was thinking, like, if you're wearing Cortez's, do you know how hardcore you are?
That's exactly, I think, what Bonte was saying. Yeah.
Like, when I think of Cortez's, I think of 24th and Mission.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, that's what he says. Is Nike Cortez growing up? That's what the gangsters in the Mission District.
See? Wow. He really tweeted
that
out.
Look at you guys. Look at you guys. It's like you hosted together or something. It's crazy.
No, but like Cortez's is a choice. If you're rocking Cortez's, like the black, you're about that life.
It's like the Black Air Force Ones.
I actually fear you more in Cortez's than I do Black Air Force Ones.
Okay, not mad.
You're liable to do anything.
Okay. And he did have a little chirping with Steph yesterday. Apparently, it was all in good fun. It was just good-natured back and forth. Steph joked about it after the game. We'll hear from them as well.
Having grown up a block away from Mission Street, okay, my whole life, just like if
not
you
in it, just a block away.
Yes. Right. It, Chuck Taylor's. And Cortez's, there's levels to the streetwear. You know what I'm saying? Like Chucks are like entry level.
Right.
Cortez's are your next level.
Okay. So if I walked in there, just me, pasty skin, $150 with some Vans on.
Well, Vans are okay. My brother would wear
Vans. Vans are still okay. All right.
But if I'm waiting at the bus stop.
Vans are different now. Back then it wasn't, but everyone wears Vans now. black, white, Asian, Latino, everyone wears Vans.
Yeah, well, my brother used to
skater boy.
It was skater boy, no doubt. My brother had the Vans for days. But I'm saying, like, if I was at the bus stop in the 90s and you came up rocking some Cortezes, I'd probably be gripping my backpack pretty hard.
You JanSport?
Absolutely. There you go. Absolutely.
Brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com. We got the Do You Believe segment coming up at 7:30. We're going to do it all after that four-game stretch of Western Conference contenders, 3-1 against the Grizz, Lakers, Rockets, Nuggets. You went 3-1 against those guys. You got to be feeling pretty damn good. Or are you looking at that loss yesterday saying, man, all of a sudden after that loss for the sixth seed and we have a 4 or 5-way tie with all these different losses, I'm just going to give it to you right now real quick. I'll be saying it all morning. We'll be talking about it all week. It's the jostling of the standings right now. It is insane. The three seed Lakers are 48-30. Okay. It looks like they're probably going to stick on that because they got the tiebreaker over every other team behind them. They have four games to go. So even if they go like 2-2, they're probably going to get it. So, but then you got the Nuggets. They're the fourth spot. 47-32. Clippers, the fifth spot. And all four of these teams are tied with the Clippers. Check that, three teams. So 46-32. Clippers, Warriors, T-Wolves, Grizzlies. And the Clippers, by virtue of the tiebreaker, on top of that. Then you got the Warriors, T-Wolves, Grizzlies. So one slip up here. You lose to the Phoenix Suns tomorrow. All of a sudden, you're talking playing at Chase Center. Yeah. Or maybe not even at Chase Center. There's a chance you could be going on the road. Insane.
The Warriors have been scorching hot, essentially, outside of a couple games on the road. And the Clippers are essentially, whatever, tiebreaker ahead of them. It just goes to show you how tight everything
and
is.
And they're hot right now, too. So, like, we're talking about
like they've been hot for 2 months.
They have been. And, again, that's that one team. If you play them either in a 4 or 5 or a 3-6, like, the health of Kawhi Leonard. Again, it's been a joke, kind of, and I hate that it's turned into a joke with Kawhi Leonard because he's such a damn good player when he was healthy. We're talking about the best two-way player in the game. The guy won Finals MVP with two different franchises. Like, that's not something I scoff at lightly. Against the Warriors, he was the best player in that series. He was incredible, both as a two-way player. And it sucked that obviously Klay got hurt in that series and Kevin Durant, so we'll never really know. But he was incredible in that one. If he is healthy, I do not want to play that team. Like, that is a team I would like to. I'd rather play the Rockets, right? Like, that changes the dynamic around them drastically. And Ty Lue is a championship level head coach. It's Steve Kerr's at the top, and then I'm going Ty Lue if we're power ranking head coaches in the playoffs. So a couple games to go here, and it might come down to Sunday at Chase Center against the Clippers for a play-in or a playoff spot.
I know this. Like, the yesterday's, they looked so unathletic from the jump versus the Rockets, and I'm sure a lot of teams do. Like, I don't think this is exclusive just to the
Rockets.
Warriors
are young, big, and athletic. The only thing they can't really do consistently is shoot the ball. But other than that, they check all the boxes.
Well, they get to different spots on the floor. They don't really have to shoot from far distance.
6 of 16 at the line, by the way. 6 of 16. Just imagine they made their free throws. I think the score would indicate a little bit different. But it wasn't like the Warriors are very good either. Can you make your free throws, people? Well, they're called free for a reason.
And they had 10 turnovers at half.
6 of 11 at the line, the Warriors. It was not a good shooting performance at the stripe.
No, but like, if you're going to get 3 from Moses Moody, 2 from Draymond, and 3 from Steph, and that's been one of the most, I would say, efficient and effective lineups that they have, which is that starting unit of Moody, Draymond, Butler, Pods, Steph. That has been awesome. But if you're going to get 3 and 2 from 3 of those starters, you're probably not winning a lot of games, whether it's the Rockets or whether it's the Charlotte Hornets.
Let's go to the phones right now, Joe. Nick is in Berserkly, wants to join the conversation. 888-957-9570. Remember, same number to call or text. We're reacting to a Rockets 106-96 victory over the Golden State Warriors. Warriors go 3-1 against that Western Conference gauntlet. What's up, Nick? How you doing on a Monday, man?
Man, doing great, man. Hey, the Warriors, they won 3 out of 4. We went into, we're talking about the stretch. Coming into this little 4-1 session, man, they played great, man. And if you break down the game, you look at all the stats, it was basically a very even game, but the Rockets had too many fast break points and points in the paint, man. We just didn't protect the paint. We let them drive to the rack too many times, and they had too many fast break points, you know what I'm saying? So other than that, and they had 7 block shots, too. So, I mean, give them a little credit, but you know, all that stuff with Draymond. It's like, dude, I get sick and tired of the referees acting like, okay, well, the Warriors have to, they try to corral Draymond, and they try to corral our defense to a certain extent because they, the other teams are mad because we're winning again. Like, they were piling it on when we were losing. It was all good. And now that we're winning again, all of a sudden the referees want to start getting tight when the West is getting tight. You know what I mean? Don't start fronting on our team now. You know what I'm saying? And that dude straight up was chopping Draymond's arms and then elbowed him. And Draymond got a right to be where he's at. You know what I'm saying? You can't just shove him out, come in and shove him out the way because you want to stand there. So the referee can call a technical on that. If you're going to call a technical on both teams. You know what I'm saying? And I just want to say, man, the Warriors are battling. The Giants are doing great. And shout out to those boys in Houston that knocked off Duke and exercised the demons of the Duke running Rebels game. I lost the nice chunk of dough way back in the day, but that's, you know, here nor there. But, hey, man, that was one of the greatest comebacks of a college team I've ever seen in my entire life, man. Everybody was shocked. I talked to my friends who are all coaches like me, and we couldn't even believe it, man. It's 7 points in 15 seconds. That was insane. But you know what? The Warriors, man, they're playing great, man. And Draymond, you know, we need to stay out. Draymond, he's been handling his business. You know, ain't said much. And, you know, like, these guys try to bait him. And then when they bait him, he talks back to him, and they can't, you know, they can dish it up, but they can't take it. And the referees want to get on the Warriors. And even Kerr was getting heated on the sideline. I don't know who he was talking to. Was it the other coach or the referees? But Kerr was on the sideline flipping out, so. I don't know what that was all about. If you guys could bring me up to date on that, sure. That'd be cool.
Hey, good stuff, Nick. That's Nick in Berkeley. Yeah, no, it was just a frustrating game, I think, throughout, and Steve was getting frustrated with the officiating, and I get it. Like, that was a sloppy, sloppy game. Felt like, but it was more so intense than I'd say sloppy, because part of why games turn into that is because there's intensity on both sides of the ball. Defensively, getting after it. And the Warriors have been so damn good in the Jimmy Butler era now, defensively, going up against one of the best in the West. When it comes to the Houston Rockets defensively, it's nice to have a measuring stick. That's kind of what it was yesterday. But again, give the Rockets credit, as Nick was mentioning, 56 points in the paint to the Warriors, 40. The fast break points, 26 to 12. And then the second chance points, 17 to 15. You win all three of those categories, you're probably going to win the game. And that's basically what the difference was there.
Well, the whole Draymond aspect, it's hard to watch this game in the second quarter and not think that they lost focus right after, you know, he was having kind of an outburst. This you're not going to agree with this. I don't know. Maybe you will. Maybe you won't. When he got the initial foul, when it was a dead ball situation, elbowing Şengün in like the throat area, and then he clapped in the official's face. But to me, that's where the official should have called the tech right then and there.
I agree.
And I think it would have nipped everything in the bud. And this is like my big deal with officials. It's like, hey, you're there to keep the peace and to make sure that the tone is not over the top in terms of physicality. And I thought they lost control of the game, allowing Draymond to do that right in his face like that. I thought it was a bad look from the officials. Nope. And then I think it poured over and Draymond kind of lost emotional control. That being said, he's been on his P's and Q's for 2 months. He really has.
Well, that's why it's so frustrating, too, because, God, he's been so damn good, and he's been
locked
playing
in.
He's been playing on that fine line, too, of aggression, and he's so good against the Lakers. Nuggets was okay, but, like, that's a tough challenge for him. But especially against that Lakers squad, what he was able to do, I've been seeing so many different mashups of videos of him communicating with the younger players, telling them where to go. Mm-hmm. Like, it was a defensive masterclass he's been putting on this final stretch. I don't think anyone's arguing that, like with the DPOY conversation, it's more so been about his first half compared to his second half. But this second half, no one can argue just how good he has been defensively. He's been the best player in the league defensively. But that's why it's also so frustrating when he's having the game like he's having yesterday. He's putting his teammates in a tough position there. And again, they're going to have Draymond's back. Of course they are. But he's making some losing plays when you need to make winning plays. And it's not having the effect I think maybe he thought he was going to have or not. But it's not what they need. They have Jimmy. They have the positive mindset. They have that dog in them now. They don't need him to be that guy anymore. And they've shown that the last couple months, and he hasn't been that guy. So it just highlighted what you can't have in the next couple weeks. Okay. You can't have that taking place, what took place yesterday.
But
that's what I came away with.
I'm here for that, and I understand that. There's also a balancing act of you're watching your guy, Steph Curry, get kind of manhandled off ball, which – you know, Thompson was playing excellent defense, and I might even be underrating it. It was better than excellent. It was spectacular defense. So you do want to be able to have a balancing act of, hey, I'm also gonna set the tone physically. And you need Draymond because there's a lot of guys that like Pods isn't gonna get super, super physical with people, even though he plays a frenetic style. Moody's not gonna get super, super physical. Like, you do need Draymond to be able to balance out the physicality. That I will grant him.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.